Bend City officials say they may commission a study of the proposed Bridge Creek Water Project. Officials say that possible study would be done for two reasons. First, to make sure they're going down the right path, and second, to appease critics of the project. The critics say at nearly $70 million, the project is too expensive, and say Bend should rely entirely upon groundwater for the city's water supply. They say a previous study was biased. An article in the Bulletin says Bend is one of several cities around the country under direct U.S. mandate to treat surface water for cryptosporidium, that's a potentially deadly microorganism.
Downtown Bend business leaders are optimistic that heading into the holiday season, they'll see a lot of visitors. Chuck Arnold, head of the Downtown Bend Business Association, says past room tax collection numbers offer some encouraging signs.
We had about 20 consecutive months. Only last month did actually those numbers just dip down a little bit after 20 consecutive months of growth. So what I'm driving at is that we are in a really good position as a destination, since we've already had good, steady growth, to have a really good holiday season with these AAA numbers and a lot of people planning on driving for the holidays.
Overall, Deschutes County transient room tax collections in October were up 17%. Collections were slightly down in Bend, but were up in Redmond and Sisters.
Jefferson County's animal shelter is beyond full. Officials say they have to keep some of the dogs outside in the cold weather because they only have 9 kennels. There's been an influx of dogs over the last couple of weeks, and the shelter has dozens of them. Jefferson County's dog control officer, Renee Davidson, says 26 of their dogs are being kept outside.
Most of the time, we have a lot of puppies that come through here, so we try to keep them inside. When there's no room, they have to stay outside.
Oregon and Washington animal rescue groups are trying to help, and area residents are bringing in dog houses and blankets to help keep the animals warm.
Facebook and Greenpeace have called a truce after a two-year-long battle, ironically waged mostly on Facebook. Greenpeace had been protesting Facebook's use of power in Prineville from a company that generates much of its electricity from coal. Greenpeace spokesperson Zipporah Berman talked with 1110 KBND News yesterday and says this industry is growing rapidly and they want to make sure that it's clean.
Well, today Greenpeace and Facebook have announced that we're going to be working together to encourage major energy producers to move away from coal and instead invest in renewable energy. So Facebook has made a commitment to a preference for siting its new data centers in areas where they can be fed by renewable energy. And Greenpeace has made a commitment to end our campaign that's been running for 2 years in over 14 countries.
The Greenpeace campaign on Facebook, called Unfriend Coal, had more than 180,000 followers.
Democratic U.S. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon and Republican Representative Paul Ryan of Wisconsin are now promoting a bipartisan plan to overhaul Medicare. The two held a breakfast discussion yesterday morning in Washington, D.C. Their plan involves a framework that would offer traditional government-run Medicare as an option for future retirees, along with a variety of private plans. They say their plan will help prevent Medicare spending from swamping the federal budget. Early analysis indicates it would create higher out-of-pocket costs for Medicare beneficiaries.
U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley says 20 of Oregon's remote post offices have been removed from the list of proposed closures. The U.S. Post Office wrote in a letter that it reached the decision after a study determined inclement topography, lack of connecting roads, and other considerations would make for unreasonable customer access at this time. The list of saved post offices includes Antelope, Brothers, Crane, Fort Rock, Palina, and Post. The Sun River Post Office is apparently still on the possible closure list.
Oregon's economic outlook is pretty rosy for the next 10 years. The State Employment Department is now forecasting an 18% increase in jobs over the next decade. That's about 300,000 new jobs.
We also expect that there will be about 430,000 job openings to replace current workers who end up leaving their occupation sometime over the next decade.
Economic analyst Charlie Johnson says most of these jobs will be in the healthcare industry, as well as professional and business services.
And coming up next on your local news at 7:30, home prices in Bend continue to fall. We'll have details. And the Bend Lapine School Board decides to leave admission policies for the district's magnet schools unchanged. These local stories and more coming up at 7:30 with Dave Jarvis. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND. Depend on us.